Shocking news overnight. There's no words for this. Shocking news comes to us from Beaver County, Pennsylvania, where local news reporters are giving us a version of this assassination story the mainstream media just can't seem to produce. And this is shocking, okay? This is mind-blowing. Three snipers, Lee, this is breaking this morning. Three snipers, law enforcement snipers, were inside the building from which the assassin shot Trump. Okay, we'd been getting some indications law enforcement was in there, but there's more to the story. There's more to the story. Over that half an hour, they took pictures of the assassin as they watched him pull out a range finder to measure his exact distance from Trump. What is a range finder? Range finder, according to Wikipedia, measures distances to remote objects or targets, typically used by the military. People use them in golf too, playing the game of golf. They're especially useful for finding the range of a target, such as in naval gunnery and anti-aircraft artillery. Shooters use them. So three snipers inside the building watched him pull out a rangefinder, measure his shot, his exact distance to Trump. They photographed him. They radioed the Secret Service command post about the assassin. And this reporting comes as a local publication there in Beaver County. It's called BeaverCountian.com. Interviewed local law enforcement. The officer had also warned the Secret Service that the man was scoping out the roof of the building. He was stationed in as a counter sniper. And, Lee, that the man then returned with a backpack before ultimately scaling the building. I'm going to repeat that. The officer inside the building, this guy's a sniper, the officer had also warned the Secret Service the man was scoping out the roof of the building he was stationed in as a counter sniper, and that the man returned with a backpack before ultimately scaling the building. Law enforcement even took a picture of him before the gunfire. So Secret Service had snipers inside the building the assassin used. They took pictures of him. They watched him pull out a rangefinder to get his exact distance to Trump. They radioed the Secret Service command post about the assassin. They knew he was there. They photographed him. So we only have one question right now this morning. Who gave the order to stand down? Somebody had to, Lee, because they knew. Now let's put this together. Let's put this together with the other law enforcement reports from those who were not inside the building. He was standing outside the security checkpoint with a gun, had his gun. He was going from roof to roof, checking out different vantage points. Up on the roofs, that was reported to Secret Service as well by other law enforcement. And this morning, you just, there's nothing left here.
Yeah.
You get to a point where it stretches credibility and belief that this was an accident, that this was just an oopsie doopsie.
You hope and pray that this is all incompetence and not intentional.
But the more reports that we get here, the more that becomes just impossible. I mean, we've got to get answers here, and we cannot trust these people with the Secret Service to do this investigation. We cannot trust the FBI to do this investigation. They have a very long, decorated history of lying. We need truly outside investigators to come in and do this. And we may not be able to get that until we defeat Joe Biden. I mean, true outside, nobody from the federal government. Have to be independent people who truly can come in and check this out. Yeah.
Jeff Duncan was among some of the first to immediately call for an independent commission to be appointed by the House and Senate to investigate this. And that's exactly what needs to happen. This cannot be a situation where the agency involved is investigating itself. That's just not acceptable.
And let's keep something else in mind, okay? Just a reminder. According to NBC News, they reported this, that the Secret Service was made aware of the unique threat that building presented days before the Pennsylvania rally. Days before the Pennsylvania rally. And then we have this bizarre situation yesterday. I mean, bizarre is the only word to use for it, where the head of the Secret Service is doing an interview. I know you've probably seen this, Lee. And she's asked, you know, like, hey, why didn't you, you know, put the snipers on the roof? Because the slope of the roof was unsafe for the snipers.
Okay.
The slope of the roof. Okay. That makes no sense because
no.
Law enforcement is literally pictured later. You can go see it on my Twitter feed. I have it up, standing casually on the roof over the body of the dead assassin.
And in fact, if you will look at the video and photos of the incident, the counter snipers that are being credited with shooting that sniper were on the roof of a building with a greater slope than that building. That building had a very shallow slope. My home has a very high pitched roof, and I am terrified to get upon it and haven't done so in years and will definitely pay people to go and take care of anything up on the roof. I'm not getting up there. It's too dangerous. But that building had a very narrow pitched roof. I'm in my mid-60s. I could easily have gotten up there and done anything I needed to do. Easily. Joe Biden would have had a problem, but nobody else would, okay? And as I said, the counter snipers were on a building that had a higher degree pitched roof than that one. So that is one of the most inexcusably stupid remarks I've heard from a federal agency in quite some time. There is no question that this woman is incompetent and she shouldn't be wait. They shouldn't wait for her resignation. She should be fired. And this is another miscarriage of judgment and justice from the Biden administration for not immediately removing this person and putting somebody in there that at least has a clue.
She's either at this point mentally not all there. She's not well. She shouldn't be running a nail salon. Or she's covering something up. It's mm-hmm. one of the two. There's no in between there.
I think that the latter is most likely the most reasonable and logical assumption.
People immediately online put the slope of the roof that the Secret Service snipers that ultimately shot the guy.
Yeah, the counter snipers.
Counter snipers, yes, were on. The ones,
right.
You know, right up near Trump,
saying, yeah.
Right? And that slope was to a much greater degree than the one the shooter was on. So it doesn't make any sense. Her agency put them on that slope, but not the slope with the you know that is less sloped with the angle. You can't explain. Well, you can. Actually, there is one way to very logically explain this, but it takes your mind to some very dark places.
It's very disrespectful to the way that this federal agency is trying to throw the local law enforcement under the bus. As this woman says in that interview with whatever was it ABC, I believe, that she spoke with this reporter. Yeah, the buck stops with her and with that agency. They're in charge. Yes, Secret Service does utilize the assets of local law enforcement as backup and you know, fill in the gap type of situations in those. But they are ultimately responsible for the distribution of those assets and for covering every possible avenue of attack there. And this is obviously what was happening. But for them to sit there and sort of try to point the finger, well, local law enforcement is supposed to both do this. And, you know, we had limited resources. And this is just absolute garbage.
Local law enforcement did its job.
Yes, they
reported to the Secret Service again and again and again and again over half an hour. Oh, look, there he is. He's got a gun. Oh, look, he's going from roof to roof. Oh, look, he seems to be scoping out, you know, his distance to Trump with a rangefinder. You know, those are used for long distance shots by the military. Oh, yeah, he's scaling the roof above us here. Y'all want to do anything? Lee, this didn't happen over 2 minutes. This happened over 26 minutes. 26 minutes. And now we're finding out something this morning. You know how they've been telling us that Trump's, you know, campaign, Trump's people did not request extra security?
Yeah.
Okay. Guess who did, though? This is the lie they're telling with this. The Federalist just broke this. Trump's security detail had requested more protection and resources. So no, the campaign didn't, but his security detail felt he wasn't safe and requested more resources. As they gaslight us and tell us, yeah, oh, we gave it to him. Well, we did. No, that Iranian assassination attempt. I'm going to get into that in a minute. I'm going to cover that in a way you won't hear anywhere else this morning. I'm going to break that down. To understand that, this Iranian plot, you can't go back a week or two. You got to go back to March. I'm going to make this make sense. You got to go back to March when the FBI first told us that they were hunting for Iranian assassins, likely making their way up through South to Central America and over the border. March. I'll make it all make sense. Because we've covered it here before. That'll be in the next segment. Stick around. It's Must Hear Radio. Nothing like it anywhere else. You know the drill. We'll be right back. Absolutely bizarre explanation from Kimberly Cheadle. It is unfathomable that this woman still has a job this morning. And as long as she does, every member of the Trump team, the campaign, everybody around him, they're all in danger. She claims I'll let her explain.
Investigators now trying to determine whether roof access had been properly locked down. The shooter climbing up seemingly unimpeded, about 400 feet from the stage, with a direct line of sight on the former president.
Should that roof have been secure, period?
That building in particular has a sloped roof at its highest point. And so, you know, there's a safety factor that would be considered there, that we wouldn't want to put somebody up on a sloped roof. And so, you know, the decision was made to secure the building from inside.
And yet, as the entire internet is pointing out, slope of that roof's about, I don't know, 15 degrees. The slope of the roof that she actually put Secret Service snipers on was much deeper. It doesn't make any sense. None whatsoever. But I want to go back to something else. I want to take a look at this new report that there was word of a murder for hire plot by Iran. And the Secret Service learned of this and tightened security. Really? Really? That's weird. Because I played audio from NBC News in this very time slot from a guy by the name of Richard Philpott, who had been to a previous Trump rally in Pennsylvania. Remember him? And he said when he was there, he and his daughters felt the safest they'd ever felt. There were snipers on every roof. And he was immediately struck when he came to this one, how there was nothing. There were houses backed up to the field, totally unsecured. Neighbors tell local reporters nobody ever came to see them. All those roofs could have been used too. This is a marked lack of security. Just as the Biden administration learns of an Iranian assassination plot against Trump. You think that's a coincidence? I'm just asking. See, here's what I want to know. And I got a funny feeling I'm going to be right about this. See, I think the next shoe to drop is going to be that people are going to be going back through the other rallies, the ones before this one in Pennsylvania. Were those insecured and unsecured too? You know, like how our border's been insecured and unsecured. There's snipers on those roofs? I bet there weren't. Did those neighbors, did people in those areas get a visit? What was the security perimeter like? Did they allow a, 130-yard line of sight to Trump? I bet they did. I bet this isn't the first insecured and unsecured rally. In fact, I'm betting that the timeline on the insecured and unsecured rallies goes back to March. Yeah, March. What happened in March? Anybody remember what happened in March? Because it was really quite something what happened in March. The FBI, remember, came out with a warning. The Iranians were very angry about the murder of Soleimani. Soleimani had been killing our troops for a very long time and wounding them in Iraq. And Trump, remember, had had him assassinated. And so the plan was to assassinate Trump and those around him. I'm sorry, when did they warn of this? March. In March. FBI warned of it. Yep, in March. They've known about this since March. Where was the assassin? Or assassins? They were thought to be working their way up through South Central America. Probably come over to border. And just at that same time, how convenient, we have grotesque, total and complete security failure. We have counter snipers who have to stay in the building and can't go on the roof. They're bored there. So they're, photographing. This is the breaking news this morning. The sniper team that could have been taking this guy out or keeping him from getting on the roof is instead confined to the building. They're bored and they're taking pictures of the assassin. They're taking pictures of him as he pulls out a rangefinder, which is, according to Wikipedia, commonly used by the military for finding the range of the target. He's finding his range to Trump. He's going from roof to roof. Oh, look there. They photographed him again. Oh, look, here he comes with his backpack. Oh, no, he's getting on the building. They called all this into the Secret Service over 26 minutes. We only know that because a local news organization broke the story late yesterday. Three counter snipers stationed underneath the same roof. So what's going on here? What's going on here? Okay. Going back to 2022, to understand what is going on with Iran, you got to go back to 2022. When we caught an Iranian national, a member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, in a murder-for-hire assassination plot against John Bolton, who was security advisor to Donald Trump, and former Secretary of State, former CIA Director Mike Pompeo. Okay, that individual is in federal custody and is currently working his way through the courts where he is being tried. They have been trying to kill Trump and those around him in retaliation for the murder of Soleimani since 2022. Headline on this, if you want to look it up, member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps charged with plot to murder the former National Security Advisor. This very clearly says the idea is to kill Trump and everyone around him. This has been going on since 2022. What changed in March that the FBI announced was they'd gotten this guy. They were sending new guys up to kill Trump. And just around that time, we get the insecured and unsecured rally. Mark my words, I'm going to be right about this. That wasn't the first insecured and unsecured rally, not by a long shot or short shot. No, it's been like this for months, probably since about March, when they knew the assassin or assassins were marching toward America over Joe Biden's open border. By the way, remember, who insecured and unsecured the border so all these terrorists could come over? Alejandro Mayorkas, who head of Department of Homeland Security, who is the guy ultimately in charge of the Secret Service and Trump's safety? Gosh darn, it's Alejandro Mayorkas, who lost 50 potential ISIS terrorists at the border. Silly. Alejandro Mayorkas. See this? Remember what Trump did to ISIS? He destroyed their caliphate in partnership with Vladimir Putin. And then as they ran and hid in caves under the earth, he Moab'd them. With that bomb? Yeah, they're pretty pissed too. I'm sure they're all scoping out a rooftop at the next rally. Folks, Trump has announced he's having another rally. I don't know how does he do it? You know what's going to have to happen? MAGA is going to have to go out there and protect him. I don't know what else to do. I don't know what to do. Can't trust Secret Service. Certainly can't trust the FBI. And you definitely can't trust Alejandro Mayorkas. When you understand how long this plot against Trump and his governing inner circle has been going on by Iran, they've been trying to kill him for a while. In fact, it goes all the way back to 2021. This isn't new and we're just trying to figure it out and all that. No, it's been ongoing and they know it. To go all the way back to 2021, when they caught the leader of the first round of assassins. Here's the headline. Iranian plot had $1 million bounty on Mike Pompeo, who was, of course, Secretary of State and former director of the CIA. This is all about the murder of Soleimani. The assassination of Soleimani. They're determined to get him back. Trump. And the plan is simple. DOJ's been talking about it. FBI's been talking about it. Since 2022. They want to systematically assassinate everyone around Trump responsible for the decision to take out Soleimani. They caught a guy by the name of Shahram Pourzafi. He's a member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. And he had come to America and he was setting up these assassinations, which ultimately were supposed to culminate in the assassination of Donald J. Trump. How long has this been going on? 22. Really 2021, 2022 is when the news broke. The idea was also to assassinate John Bolton. Now, they caught Shahram Pourzafi. And they're in the process of trying him. This is a new assassination plot that the FBI let us know about in March that the assassins were thought to be headed here. The new ringleader spoke both Arabic and Spanish and was thought to be working his way through Venezuela. More than likely would try to cross the border as part of a group of Venezuelans. Or maybe Joe would just fly him into the country because we're flying Venezuelans into the country too, even though we don't know who the hell they are. We don't and can't vet them because Venezuela does not cooperate with us. We don't have those diplomatic relations that would allow that. So the idea that, you know, we'll just leave a line of sight to Trump. It'd be okay. Folks, that doesn't even count the ISIS terrorists. We are looking for 50 of those right now. Remember the ISIS smuggling network? They lost at least 50 of them. They don't know if they're terrorists. Okay? So Donald Trump, remember, knocked over their little caliphate. Remember when Barack Obama and John Kerry said, well, we're not going to be able to do anything about the 30,000 strong ISIS caliphate. It's too bad it'll be there for decades, right there on the border of Syria and Iraq. And Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump said, oh, heck no, partnered together and took it out in 9 months. Wiped the earth clean of it. So terrified ISIS that they were dressing as women, remember, to flee the country. And Trump was chasing after them with Moabs because they were going like cockroaches down into the earth. And so Trump was using bombs that killed them there. And remember, we didn't hear from ISIS for a while. But I guarantee they're pissed. They've also crossed the border. So, I mean, you know, we don't need an elaborate conspiracy here. All you have to do is insecure and unsecure a Trump rally. And, well, rest will take care of itself if you did it long enough. Not saying they did. Just saying you could. But they'd never do that, see. They'd never do that. The people putting Trump put Trump in prison would never do that. The people, FBI, who tampered with the evidence in the classified documents case, got caught, lied to the court, said, no, we didn't change anything. We didn't move any documents. They're exactly as we found them. Lied to the court, and then were forced to admit, okay, we kind of did tamper with the evidence. Sorry. Yeah. Those people, they would, yeah, none of the, as we know, I just want to be clear, would never do a thing like this. They never would. Or would they? Remarkable, we don't know. Remarkable audio from Representative Corey Mills on CNN. Everybody is talking about this. Corey Mills is a congressman from Florida, but he's also a sniper. I'm just going to play this. I normally don't play an audio clip this long, but to get the full gut punch of it, you got to hear it. Here's Corey Mills being interviewed by CNN. Okay, here we go.
I've done thousands of advances. I've done thousands of counter-sniper operations with our teams in Iraq and Afghanistan, etc. The amount of negligence, the amount of mistakes that was made here, I have a very difficult time not leaning myself towards this was intentional as opposed to fecklessness.
But wait, talk to me about that. What do you mean intentional?
You know,
I mean an intentional failure on the part of...
No, I wouldn't say an intentional failure on the part of, but I kind of just, you know, I sit here and I scratch my head. You don't want to be the conspiracist. You don't want to be the person.
I'm telling you, because that's what it's leaning toward.
No, I know. And that's the issue, is that you walk this fine balance of, you're not trying to be a conspiracist, but you look at it and you go, how could this have gone so...
But it's one thing if someone on the street says it. It's not that, I mean, you, Corey Mills, member of Congress, former sniper, you saying it, I mean, it makes my eyebrows go up.
What?
So the CNN anchor is freaking out, but listen to this. She asked Corey, what would make you think that Biden would do anything like this? The Biden administration would do anything like that? That it could possibly be, as one scenario among many, and he was clear about that, something other than incompetent. Listen to what Corey Mills says.
When you say you're walking the line on this, intentional what?
You know, I look back at it and I'm thinking, all right, for an individual, if you looked at the escalations and how they are trying to approach him, like, okay, first we want to censor and silence you, then we want to indict and imprison you. Now we're attempting to kill you and take
whoa. You, let's slow down.
Please.
I'm hearing two things from you. I don't want to jump ahead of things, but I'm also hearing you jumping ahead of things.
Well, actually, I'm just looking at all the different possible capabilities. You know, one of the things as a military member, one of the things as a person who's running the special operations committees before, one of the people who's actually done this is that you look at all potential analysis, right?
Wow. Here's how that interview ended.
Donald Trump and his team have said,
I agree.
Dial it back. Not blame this on Joe Biden.
Oh, well, actually, I didn't say Joe Biden, to be completely
clear. Who's the they, then? Let's be very specific.
Well, that's what the investigation is, too. Was it local law enforcement that had made the mistakes, or was there something to it? Was there other types of things that we need to be analyzing or looking at and providing analysis? My point is that when something's so significant, you're talking about something that hasn't happened in decades, right? My point is this.
So you're
Let's
saying...
Let's just say it's a voice element.
You're saying this is so basic that how big the screw up was, that's what's leading your brain down the road?
That's exactly right.
Former sniper, member of Congress, y'all, on CNN. All about, this is the position of your federal government. We knew all about that Iranian assassination plot. You know, the FBI has been looking for the Iranian assassins who are, you know, headed this way. And they've been saying that since March. Yeah, be on the lookout. Hey, we got this one we know is coming. He speaks Spanish and he'll probably come from Venezuela, this, you know, place we're flying people in we can't vet from and allowing illegal immigrants right over the border. We can't vet him. We don't care. But anyway, yeah, so hey, be on the lookout for that guy. He's going to try to kill Trump. But otherwise everything's fine. You know this. And you don't put a sniper team on that roof. Because the slope's too dangerous? I can't. I'm trying to wrap my mind around it. I can't.
Investigators now trying to determine whether roof access had been properly locked down. The shooter climbing up seemingly unimpeded, about 400 feet from the stage, with a direct line of sight on the former president.
Should that roof have been secure, period?
That building in particular has a sloped roof at its highest point. And so, you know, there's a safety factor that would be considered there, that we wouldn't want to put somebody up on a sloped roof. And so, you know, the decision was made to secure the building from inside.
This woman is either a nutcase or she's hiding something. Or she's got really bad information. I mean, I don't even understand. To say a thing like that, you would have had to not go online and read any of the coverage, because that picture of the snipers that took out the shooter, thank God, were everywhere. And you can see the slope of the roof is much greater than the roof the shooter is on. I published on my Twitter feed this morning a picture of the shooter's body laying almost flat on the roof he climbed on, with the officer standing over his dead body with no problem, because the slope's 10, 15% maybe. It's a joke. She'd know that. She didn't even have to talk to anyone. She could just go look into pictures of the coverage. But to find out this morning from the local news in Pennsylvania, listen to this. There were three counter snipers in the building from which he shot at Trump, right under the roof. They watched the shooter scope out Trump to set up his shot. They watched him walk with his backpack to the roof. They photographed him and they repeatedly called Secret Service. So there's only one question this morning. We got to know it fast, because Trump's going to have another rally. Who gave the order to stand down? Somebody did. Who gave the order? There's a name and there's a story there, and we need it. When you understand how long this plot against Trump and his governing inner circle has been going on by Iran, they've been trying to kill him for a while. In fact, it goes all the way back to 2021. This isn't new and we're just trying to figure it out and all that. No, it's been ongoing and they know it. To go all the way back to 2021, when they caught the first, the leader of the first round of assassins. Here's the headline. Iranian plot had $1 million bounty on Mike Pompeo, who was, of course, Secretary of State and former director of the CIA. This is all about the murder of Soleimani. The assassination of Soleimani. They're determined to get him back. Trump. And the plan is simple. DOJ's been talking about it. FBI's been talking about it. Since 2022. They want to systematically assassinate everyone around Trump responsible for the decision to take out Soleimani. They caught a guy by the name of Shahram Pourzafi. He's a member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. And he had come to America and he was setting up these assassinations, which ultimately were supposed to culminate in the assassination of Donald J. Trump. How long has this been going on? 22. Really 2021. 2022 is when the news broke. The idea was also to assassinate John Bolton. Now, they caught Shahram Pourzafi. And they're in the process of trying him. This is a new assassination plot that the FBI let us know about in March, that the assassins were thought to be headed here. The new ringleader spoke both Arabic and Spanish and was thought to be working his way through Venezuela. More than likely would try to cross the border as part of a group of Venezuelans. Or maybe Joe would just fly him into the country, because we're flying Venezuelans into the country too, even though we don't know who the hell they are. We don't and can't vet them because Venezuela does not cooperate with us. We don't have those diplomatic relations that would allow that. So the idea that, you know, we'll just leave a line of sight to Trump, it'd be okay. Folks, that doesn't even count the ISIS terrorists. We are looking for 50 of those right now. Remember the ISIS smuggling network? They lost at least 50 of them. They don't know if they're terrorists. Okay, So Donald Trump, remember, knocked over the little caliphate. Remember when Barack Obama and John Kerry said, well, we're not going to be able to do anything about the 30,000 strong ISIS caliphate. It's too bad it'll be there for decades, right there on the border of Syria and Iraq. And Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump said, oh, heck no, partnered together and took it out in 9 months, wiped the earth clean of it. So terrified ISIS that they were dressing as women, remember, to flee the country. And Trump was chasing after them with MOABs because they were going like cockroaches down into the earth. And so Trump was using bombs that killed them there. And remember, we didn't hear from ISIS for a while. But I guarantee they're pissed. They've also crossed the border. So, I mean, you know, we don't need an elaborate conspiracy here. All you have to do is insecure and unsecure a Trump rally. And, well, rest will take care of itself if you did it long enough. Not saying they did. Just saying you could. But they'd never do that, see. They'd never do that. The people putting Trump put Trump in prison would never do that. The people, FBI, who tampered with the evidence in the classified documents case, got caught, lied to the court, said, no, we didn't change anything. We didn't move any documents. They're exactly as we found them. Lied to the court, and then were forced to admit, okay, we kind of did tamper with the evidence. Sorry. Yeah. Those people, they would, yeah, none of that, as we know, I just want to be clear, would never do a thing like this. They never would. Or would they? Remarkable, we don't know. Remarkable audio from Representative Corey Mills on CNN. Everybody is talking about this. Corey Mills is a congressman from Florida, but he's also a sniper. I'm just going to play this. I normally don't play an audio clip this long, but to get the full gut punch of it, you got to hear it. Here's Corey Mills being interviewed by CNN. Let me... Okay, here we go.
I've done thousands of advances. I've done thousands of counter-sniper operations with our teams in Iraq and Afghanistan, etc. The amount of negligence, the amount of mistakes that was made here, I have a very difficult time not leaning myself towards this was intentional as opposed to fecklessness.
But wait, talk to me about that. What do you mean intentional?
You know,
I mean an intentional failure on the part of...
No, I wouldn't say an intentional failure on the part of, but I kind of just, you know, I sit here and I scratch my head. You don't want to be the conspiracist. You don't want to be the person.
I'm telling you, because that's what it's leaning towards.
No, I know. And that's the issue, is that you walk this fine balance of, you're not trying to be a conspiracist, but you look at it and you go, how could this have gone so...
But it's one thing if someone on the street says it. It's not that, I mean, you, Corey Mills, member of Congress, former sniper, you saying it, I mean, it makes my eyebrows go up. What?
So the CNN anchor is freaking out, but listen to this. She asked Corey, what would make you think that Biden would do anything like this, the Biden administration would do anything like that, that it could possibly be, as one scenario among many, and he was clear about that, something other than incompetent. Listen to what Corey Mills says.
When you say you're walking the line on this, intentional what?
You know, I look back at it and I'm thinking, all right, for an individual, if you looked at the escalations and how they are trying to approach him, look, okay, first we want to censor and silence you, then we want to indict and imprison you. Now we're attempting to kill you and take
you. Whoa. You, let's slow down.
Please.
I'm hearing two things from you. I don't want to jump ahead of things, but I'm also hearing you jumping ahead of things.
Well, actually, I'm just looking at all the different possible capabilities. You know, one of the things as a military member, one of the things as a person who's run in the special operations committees before, one of the people who's actually done this is that you look at all potential analysis, right?
Wow. Here's how that interview ended.
Donald Trump and his team have said, do not blame this on Joe Biden.
Oh, well, actually, I didn't say Joe Biden, to be completely
clear. Who's the they, then? Let's be very specific.
Well, that's what the investigation has to do. Was it local law enforcement that had made the mistakes, or was there something to it? Was there other types of things that we need to be analyzing or looking at and providing analysis? My point is that when something's so significant, you're talking about something that hasn't happened in decades, right?
My point is this. So you're
Let's
saying,
just say it's
wait,
a
wait,
voice
wait.
Element.
You're saying this is so basic that how big the screw up was, that's what's leading your brain down the
road. That's exactly right.
Former sniper, member of Congress, y'all, on CNN. All about. This is the position of your federal government. We knew all about that Iranian assassination plot. You know, the FBI has been looking for the Iranian assassins who are, you know, headed this way. And they've been saying that since March. Yeah, be on the lookout. Hey, we got this one we know is coming. He speaks Spanish and he'll probably come from Venezuela, this, you know, place where flying people in we can't vet from and allowing illegal immigrants right over the border. We can't vet him. We don't care. But anyway, yeah, so hey, be on the lookout for that guy. He's going to try to kill Trump. But yeah, no, otherwise everything's fine. You know this. And you don't put a sniper team on that roof because the slope's too dangerous? I'm trying to wrap my mind around it.
Investigators now trying to determine whether roof access had been properly locked down. The shooter climbing up seemingly unimpeded, about 400 feet from the stage, with a direct line of sight on the former president.
Should that roof have been secure, period?
That building in particular has a sloped roof at its highest point. And so, you know, there's a safety factor that would be considered there, that we wouldn't want to put somebody up on a sloped roof. And so, you know, the decision was made to secure the building from inside.
This woman is either a nutcase or she's hiding something. Or she's got really bad information. I mean, I don't even understand. To say a thing like that, you would have had to not go online and read any of the coverage, because that picture of the snipers that took out the shooter, thank God, were everywhere. And you can see the slope of the roof is much greater than the roof the shooter is on. I published on my Twitter feed this morning a picture of the shooter's body laying almost flat on the roof he climbed on, with the officer standing over his dead body with no problem, because the slope's 10, 15% maybe. It's a joke. She'd know that. She didn't even have to talk to anyone. She could just go look into pictures of the coverage. But to find out this morning from the local news in Pennsylvania, listen to this. There were three counter snipers in the building from which he shot at Trump, right under the roof. They watched the shooter scope out Trump to set up his shot. They watched him walk with his backpack to the roof. They photographed him and they repeatedly called Secret Service. So there's only one question this morning. We got to know. We got to know it fast, because Trump's going to have another rally. Who gave the order to stand down? Somebody did. Who gave the order? There's a name and there's a story there, and we need it. All about, this is the position of your federal government. We knew all about that Iranian assassination plot. You know, the FBI has been looking for the Iranian assassins who are, you know, headed this way. And they've been saying that since March. Yeah, be on the lookout. Hey, we got this one we know is coming. He speaks Spanish and he'll probably come from Venezuela, this, you know, place where flying people in we can't vet from and allowing illegal immigrants right over the border. We can't vet him. We don't care. But anyway, yeah, so hey, be on the lookout for that guy. He's going to try to kill Trump. But yeah, no, otherwise everything's fine. You know this. And you don't put a sniper team on that roof because the slope's too dangerous? I'm trying to wrap my mind around it.
Investigators now trying to determine whether roof access had been properly locked down. The shooter climbing up seemingly unimpeded, about 400 feet from the stage, with a direct line of sight on the former president.
Should that roof have been secure, period?
That building in particular has a sloped roof at its highest point. And so, you know, there's a safety factor that would be considered there, that we wouldn't want to put somebody up on a sloped roof. And so, you know, the decision was made to secure the building from inside.
This woman is either a nutcase or she's hiding something. Or she's got really bad information. I mean, I don't even understand. To say a thing like that, you would have had to not go online and read any of the coverage, because that picture of the snipers that took out the shooter, thank God, were everywhere. And you can see the slope of the roof is much greater than the roof the shooter is on. I published on my Twitter feed this morning a picture of the shooter's body laying almost flat on the roof he climbed on, with the officer standing over his dead body with no problem because the slope's 10, 15% maybe. It's a joke. She'd know that. She didn't even have to talk to anyone. She could just go look into pictures of the coverage. But to find out this morning from the local news in Pennsylvania, listen to this. There were three counter snipers in the building from which he shot at Trump, right under the roof. They watched the shooter scope out Trump to set up his shot. They watched him walk with his backpack to the roof. They photographed him and they repeatedly called Secret Service. So there's only one question this morning. We got to know. We got to know it fast because Trump's going to have another rally. Who gave the order to stand down? Somebody did. Who gave the order? There's a name and there's a story there, and we need it.